My name is Joshua Walters. I'm a performer. But as far as being a performer, I'm also diagnosed bipolar. I reframe that as a positive because the crazier I get on stage, the more entertaining I become. When I was 16 in San Francisco, I had my breakthrough manic episode in which I thought I was Jesus Christ. Maybe you thought that was, scary, but actually, there's no amount of drugs you can take that can get you as high as if you think you're Jesus Christ. I was sent to a place, a psych ward. And in the psych ward, everyone is doing their own one-man show. There's no audience like this to justify their rehearsal time. They're just practicing. One day they'll get here. Now, when I got out, I was diagnosed, and I was given medications by a psychiatrist.
Okay, Josh, why don't we give you some? Zyprexa? Okay. At least that's what it says on my pen.
Some of you are in the field. I can see. I can feel your noise. The first half of high school was the struggle of the manic episode, and the second half was the over-medications of these drugs, where I was sleeping through high school. The second half was just one big nap, pretty much, in class. And when I got out, I had a choice. I could either deny my mental illness or embrace my mental skillness. There's a movement going on right now to reframe mental illness as a positive, at least the hypomanic edge part of it. Now, if you don't know what hypomania is, it's like an engine that's out of control, maybe a Ferrari engine with no brakes. Many of the speakers here, many of you in the audience, have that creative edge, if you know what I'm talking about. You're driven to do something that everyone has told you is impossible.